We light the third candle to remember ourselves this Christmas. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us, years of difficulties. We remember the poignancy of memories, the grief, the sadness, the hurts, the pain of reflecting on our own morality. We pray for the courage to face our sadness, to share our feelings with one another, our doubts and our fears, our anger, frustration, and depression, and dare to hope in the depths of our pain. We pause now for you to tell God, for you to tell the God who longs to take you by the hand and says to you, "Do not fear, I will help you." Take some time now to tell God some areas of your life where you need help finding courage. And through that, let us remember that dawn always defeats the darkness.
If you could once again rise for our second scripture reading of Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food, day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. The word of the Lord.
From sorrow's deep I call, when my hope is shaken, torn and ruined from the fall. Hear my desperation, for so long I've bled and prayed. God, come to my rescue, even so the thorn remains, still my heart will within my troubled soul. Questions without answers, on my faith these pillows roll. God, be now my shelter, why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in Him who saves you, when the fires have all grown cold, cause it's hard to praise you. Oh, my soul, put your hope in God, my help, my rock, I will praise Him. Sing, oh, sing, through the raging storm, you're still my God, my salvation. My life be torn from me, every worldly pleasure, when all I possess is grief, God be then my treasure, be my vision in the night, be my hope and refuge, till my faith is turned to sight. Lord, my heart will praise you. Oh, my soul, put your hope in God, my help, my rock, I will praise Him. Sing, oh, sing.
guys may now have a seat.
We light this fourth candle to gratefully remember those who have shown us kindness and support in our times of difficulties. We pause to remember the prayers, the words of comfort, the food that was brought to our door, care from family, friends, and those who stood with us in our time of need. We thank God for sending others to remind us that we are never alone. And we thank you for sending your son Jesus, a savior who understands our pain and sorrow and experience suffering on our behalf. We now invite you all to stand again and read Psalm 121 with Pastor Tim.
So this will be a call and response, and I will read the part of the leader, and you can all read the congregation. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life.
Please be seated. Standing here in the center of the candles is a candle that represents hope. Hope that whatever pain or suffering that life brings, you will endure, you will survive, and you will one day thrive again. We light the fourth candle to remember our faith and the gift of hope that God offers to us in the Christmas story. Remember that God, who shares our life, also promises us a place and time where pain and suffering will be no more. This candle represents hope in the middle of it all and reminds us that God is faithful to fulfill his promises to send a Savior, Jesus, who was Emmanuel, God with us, in the midst of it all. The one who himself began life in a lowly manger. He hears our cries and understands how weak and helpless we can feel. Jesus, our good shepherd, knows our hearts and offers us healing and hope amid our sufferings. He wants us to know how much God loves us. And he came and he lived and he died so that if we place our faith and trust in him, our relationship with our Heavenly Father could be restored. This is not a promise that we will live to see the end of all our troubles or that we will overcome all the obstacles that we face in life or even that we will be healed from all illnesses. The promise is that one day Jesus will return and reign as king over God's new creation, where there will be no more sickness, no more death, no more crying, or pain for all eternity. But until then, we lament. We hold on to each other and to the Holy Spirit, who gives us help and comfort and guides us as we seek to follow him here on earth and wait for his glorious return. Each of us here today come bearing our own hurts, our own sorrows, and our own brokenness. I want to invite you to offer your personal wound to the God who loves us so deeply and wants to carry our pain. God waits patiently and gently calls out, "Give me your pain. Come to me. All who labor and are heavy laden, I will refresh you." We also carry the weights and hurts of this world, a world that is currently marred by division, by war, by famine, by sickness, and by death. I want to invite each of you to come forward and light a candle here today. Children and youth are invited to come forward with their parents, and this candle can represent the grief you carry, the person you've lost, or the painful circumstance that you find yourself in. The candle can also represent the victims of war, the friend who was just diagnosed with a life-altering illness, or simply the injustices that we witness in this world. And as you light the candle, remember that God is the God who lights a candle in our darkness and holds us close until we can shine. As we give our grief and pain and confusion and questions to God as an offering, the light grows strong and the darkness is pushed back. For anyone who would like to receive prayer today or have someone pray over them, our pastors and EMC Council will be up front here and along the sides of the church, ready to pray with you. We're going to take some time here to invite all of you to come up as you are called to light a candle here on the stage. Take this time, sit with God, respect each other's process as they spend time with their Father in the quiet and together.
Christ,
it saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Come to me, His word, my heart secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as thine and
we invite you to stand and sing these last few songs with us.
Something's been stolen under the weight of the curse. You've been broken. Your
scream through the tears, you can't keep from falling. Wishing they poured out enough to break through the hurting, yeah. So Jesus runs after the broken ones, weeping with those who weep, calls them with your own, yeah. After the broken ones, weeping with those who weep, calls them with your own. Years of shame shatter in Jesus' name. You can't shake the feeling. Not in a rush, it's time for your healing. Lean on his shoulder. It's never too late, and your story's not over. Some of you may be hurting in ways that you haven't told anyone before, and only the Lord knows. Some of you may be facing wounds that are undeserved, that you feel will never heal. But it is our encouragement to you today that our God cares. No matter how big, no matter how small, he's here. He's in this place. He wants to take what's broken in your life, and he wants to make it right. Whether it was something that you did, whether it was something that someone else did to you, whether you've gotten over it now or whether you feel like you'll never get over it. Our God's love has no bounds. Indeed, there's no height, nor depth, nor angels, nor demons, nor anything on heaven or earth that can separate us from his love. That's why we sing.
So he is here, and he has time to take what's wrong and make it right. So he is here, and he has time to take what's wrong and make it right.
One more time.
So he is here, and he has time to take what's wrong and make it.
God, we thank you for your constant love and for the blessing of this day. We know that even when we cannot see you or feel you, still you are there. Help us to remember you and to listen to your voice in the words of family, friends, and strangers. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope that we may know you as you reveal yourself in the world and in our lives. Let the light of your Holy Spirit shine like these candles in the darkness, lighting the way for all who feel despairing, lost, or forgotten, and grant that it may come to dwell so deeply in our hearts that when we leave this place, it may shine on for us and for those we meet along the way. Amen.
Emmanuel, a ransom captive. Christ is born. Christ.
I pray for the grace to bear my sufferings as Christ bore his for me, with dignity, humility, and forgiveness. I pray for the grace to bear my sufferings as Christ bore his for me, with compassion, truth, and enduring. I pray for the grace to bear my sufferings as Christ bore his for me, knowing my sufferings are not like his and not like others, yet shared with this universal longing of all humanity, real and painful and deep, no need for comparison, only companionship. I pray for the grace to bear my sufferings as Christ bore his for me, as Christ bore his for all. All I will ever suffer, all we will ever suffer, we will be made known, we will be made whole through his love and self-giving. In this I believe and hope and follow and trust. In this we are made new. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go with God this week.